Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair.
We are happy that we were able to connect today with a longtime Auto Body Source partner, David Kidd, National Sales Director with Presta Products. And today our topic is on detailing and some of the headaches and challenges that come with optimizing turnaround time in the detail shop. So David, welcome. Thank you for hopping on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So we'll just get right into it. It was a couple of years ago, you and I had chatted about the Presta hybrid technique. What is that?
So it's basically, it's a technique where we utilize the rotary for our cut and the orbital for our finish. You know, in this industry for 28 years, and previous to working with Presta products, I was at a paint company. So everything that a paint company is coming out with, everything is about reduced cycle time. You know, clear coat's faster, body filler's faster. Everything's all about reducing cycle time. So I leave the paint industry, you know, paint company, and then come over to this place. And our company, as well as almost everybody else that's doing the compounds, we're buffing the same exact ways our granddads did. So basically, no one's doing anything to come out with something to be faster. Yeah, we're coming out with a new compound. This one's got a new additive, or this one's got a new abrasive. But okay, what can we do to actually change the technique? You know, what do we have in our toolbox to change that? So one of the things that we had investigated was these orbitals. So we came out with a compound that was designed specifically for orbitals. But then we found that we could use that exact same compound with rotary. So, wow, the strength of rotary is that it's cut. You know, it cuts amazing. So in body shop world, if we're taking out a 1500 or a 2000 sand scratch, rotary does a great job of doing that. The struggle that we have with rotary is that it continues to keep cutting. So when you go to the polish phase, you know, you're getting swirls. And you go to any shop around the country and everybody's, I hate black cars. Why? Because, not because they look beautiful, but in order to make them look amazing, right, you got to get all the swirls out. So the strength of the rotary is that it's cut. The weakness is the rotary of its, is it's cut. I'm trying to get that out at the back phase. The strength of an orbital in the PBE world is its finish. It's amazing in its finish. One of the struggles we have with orbital in the PBE is its cut. So we figured out that, hey, we can use these different tools depending on like an A shop, a B shop, a C shop, and a D shop. So the A shops are doing little nibs, little teeny nib sanding. This little nib sanding. They're not sanding whole panels. You go into your C and D shops, those guys are sanding entire hood, the entire panel. So we wanted to address how body shops are going about their daily activity of how they polish, as opposed to, you know, square peg round hole. Let's try to create something that's for your shop, for what you guys are currently doing, without changing everything that you're doing. Just change the tool that you're going to use. We designed the hybrid system, which is just simply utilizing these compounds that we originally designed for orbital. We use it for the rotary for the cut and the orbital for the finish. And again, the strength of these two things makes it absolutely great. You know, I always joke around, never have an accountant be a salesperson. And good Lord, don't ever have a salesperson be an accountant, right? So, because that's not their expertise and that's not their strength. So have the rotary do what it's good, is cut. Have the orbital do what it does, which is polish. And when you do that, you get amazing, amazing speed. And that's all, that's, you know, and we've had a lot of success with that because in a body shop, you know, world, they're paid to paint cars. They're not paid to buff. And, you know, when you have to buff, something's happened in the clear coat application process. So as a result of that, you know, I don't want to do this. A lot of guys cut corners. They really don't finish out cars as far as they probably should. You know, we see a lot. I sell across the entire North America, U.S. and Canada, and I see this everywhere. I see it in eight shops. I see it all, you know, the whole range of shops. So trying to create something that makes it very, very easy, super efficient is what we've done. So As a result of that, to identify that, I can't believe every place at once. So we have we've identified the three different processes. So we created three different videos. We've got one that is the hybrid visit video that shows the rotary cut and the orbital. That's the first one we have. We have another one. It just simply utilizes the orbital. So these A shafts are doing a little nibs. There's nothing wrong with an orbital. But if you're doing over a large, you know, if you're doing anything over kind of a 3-inch size of maybe a baseball, it's probably other systems, you know, maybe the hybrid or rotary. If you're doing larger than that, half a panel or half a hood for sure. Right. But again, if you're doing a nib, the orbital system we have is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. One of the tools that I like for if you're using just the orbital is the Flex tool. They nicknamed it the Beast, and it's one of the force throw gear-driven systems, tools that they have, and that works fantastic. Put a cutting pad on it, swap it out with another pad, it finishes. And that's in a video. It's 2 minutes for that, for the video for nib sanding. So if you're an A or B shop and that's what you guys are doing, we have a video specific for that. Some guys are just old school. Look, man, I'm a rotary dude. I've been doing this for a long time. You're not going to get me on those newfangled orbitals. Fine. Peace. We have rotary. And basically we utilize the same exact compound. What's great is whether it's the hybrid system or the rotary system, because this compound was designed originally for the orbitals, we have it so that you can run the rotary really slow. So one of the benefits of using this is you're going to run your rotary at 1200. I need you to run it at 1200. So again, not only have we come out with a system, but I've given you a better rotary system as well. So again, if you've got a new guy at your shop, man, I'm not too sure about this kid putting him on a rotary. Well, all the other compounds out there, including ours, outside of what we have in Pace, runs at an 1800 speed or a 2000 speed. So this one, you have to run at 1200. So as a result of that, you have a lot of control. If you get into where the door handles are and the hinges and that kind of stuff, you can slow that DeWalt down all the way to a 600, and it'll still cut a 1500 or 2000 sand scratch. Does it amazing. Makita, put it all the way down to a one. Where normally I think you'd run like a two or a three is where that translates out to 1200. So again, we've given you a better rotary system as well. So these guys that are rotary guy, that's fine. That's cool. We've got you two different pads. We've got a black wool pad, and then we've got a blue foam pad to finish that out. So just a great systems that we have for whatever somebody's doing in their shop.
That's awesome. That's an awesome summary. You have provided a video for us to look at that, what that hybrid technique looks like. Well, let's take a look at it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm David Kidd, National Sales Manager for Presta Products. Hey, we've got a great system I want to show you. It's called the hybrid system. It utilizes the rotary buffer as well as the VA polisher to give you amazing speed of cut and a fantastic clarity. We team this up with Presta Pace compounds, as well as a very specific wool pad and a DA foam pad. Again, the rotary gives fantastic speed of cut, and the orbital gives amazing final finish. Let me show you how. You'll need a rotary buffer, a DA polisher with a 21 millimeter throw, Pace heavy cut compound, as well as the Pace medium cut compound, the black wool pad, and the orange foam pad. Step one, utilize the rotary buffer, black wool pad, as well as Pace heavy cut compound. Apply a quarter size drop of Pace heavy cut compound to the surface. Set your buffer speed between 1200 and 1400 RPM. The slow rotation speed will ensure that the abrasives in Pace heavy cut compound work to their maximum potential. A slower rotation speed will also give you more control over the buffer, and there's very little risk of damaging the finish. Faster rotation speed will dull the abrasive too quickly, lengthening overall cutting time and lowering cutting ability. The combination of Pace heavy cut compound and a black wool pad leaves a highly reflective finish. This allows you to be able to see any additional imperfections or sanding scratches that need to be removed. For any remaining sanding marks, repeat step one. Step two, the polishing step requires the dual action polisher, Pace medium cut compound, and the Pace orange foam medium cut pad. Apply four drops of medium cut compound to the pad. Run the DA polisher at full speed, making sure that each pass overlaps the last by about 60%. Once the compound is broken down, wipe the panel clean with a fresh microfiber towel to reveal a mirror finish. The combination of paste compounds with both rotary and orbital tools provide a safe correction process and the ability to achieve an amazing finish with less chance of burn-throughs, mess, and a short amount of time than you would with just regular rotary compounds. This way you can focus on getting more cars out the door. For more information on Presta products, please check out the rest of our videos.
Yeah, so that's our hybrid video. Nolan, thanks for sharing that. The funny thing with this is I was looking for a black car to do, right? So we had a girl here at our office and she says, "Hey, I've got a GT350H." So if anybody knows anything about these GT350s, they came out in 1965. It was a Carroll Shelby edition. But that car actually was a Hertz edition. So back in 65, it was the same thing. They made them black and they made them gold. And Hertz, the rental car company, they rented these cars out, right? So back in the 60s, people would take these things, drag race them, road race them, just beat the living tar out of these things. And they'd get wrecked and smashed and everything else. And there's even stories of people pulling the 289 hypo motor out and swapping it with a regular 289. There's all kinds of wacky stories with this stuff. So when she said, "Yeah, I've got this GT350, she missed out the part that there's the H at the end, right? Which is the Hertz edition. So it's the same thing. So in 2006, it was the 40th anniversary of when Hertz had run this program. So anyway, so she brought the car in. Of course, it's black. And 40 years later, nothing changed. Everybody still beats the hell out of these things. Everybody still wrecks them. Everybody still, you know, tears them all up. So I could tell on this car that it had been painted. Every stinking panel had been repainted on that thing. Fortunately, the bodywork was done. You know, they just replaced panels. But the back quarters, they'd done some good bodywork on. Hood was replaced. But it was a nightmare of every kind of, oversprays, dry spray, you know, light sprays, overspray, every single thing, fish eyes, everything. So a great vehicle actually to use, for this demo. But, you know, you could see from that video, just how clear that black came out. You know, everybody struggles with black, right? And, you know, whether you're a great painter or been painting for 100 years, you know, you get imperfections, stuff just, you know, nature happens, right? So again, you can kind of see the speed that we put back into that. You could also see with step one, just the slower buffer speed and the way the compound breaks down. Even step one, you can see how you got a lot of clarity in it. And there's two things with step one when you're getting a lot of clarity. One is you're not getting a lot of pad noise. When you, some guys, you know, like utilizing a white wool pad. Okay, 100% wool pad. That's great. But it ends up giving you so much pad noise is what I call it. Just the pad swirl noises that which you take out in step two, that's fine. But you leave so much pad noise in step one that you miss or you can't tell the difference between pad noise and sand scratch. So as a result of that, you may miss it, right? So you find it out later, you find it on step two, or you find it out when the vehicle's outside. So we've designed actually a better rotary system. So whether you're using hybrid or using a rotary system, step one. Okay, with the rotary. So you can kind of see how that finishes out really nice. Just getting back speed back to the process, getting back clarity. There's another one that I like to do with guys when they're painting a car. You know, you wreck the front, somebody wrecks the front of their car. So you replace the front bumper, replace the hood, replace the fender. So all that's all new products and you've color matched. And then we're going to do color match. Imagine it's like a dark blue, right? Color my shirt here, right? So in the passenger door, halfway through, we're going to do a color blend, but then we're going to take a clear coat all the way to the edge. So the two doors, you know, on the side of this four-door vehicle, we've clear coated all the way to the back. So where the two doors match, right here halfway through is actually your blend. But wow, we're right where the two doors meet. How come it's a little bit off? Well, the reason it's off is it's car wash scratch and that kind of stuff. Is just made it a little bit lighter. And that's OE to OE where those two panels match together. That's OE to OE exact match, but this one's a little bit lighter. So you can take step two and 58 seconds, and just buff out that door that has a car wash scratches with step two, and it brings it right back. And then boom, your color match is there. And then a quarter, 58 seconds back on that. And I say 58 seconds because everybody says, hey, I'll be back in a minute, and they're back in an hour and a half. So really 50 seconds of buffing on that. You're not going to take all the scratches out, but you're going to take out the spider webs. You're going to take out the car wash scratch, that kind of stuff to make your match look better. Plus then the whole side of the vehicle looks finished. And when the vehicle all looks finished, all that side, you know, when the whole side looks all finished, the customer realizes that you've done a really nice job in their car, and they spend less time looking in the repair that you made, you know, getting into the weeds, so to speak, of, well, if you didn't fix it over here, what didn't you fix on what you're supposed to fix? When the whole car looks great, it's easier to hand that car back to somebody. Thanks for your business. And that's also how you get good return business. You know, wow, these guys take care of the car. My car has not looked this good, you know, since we bought it, you know, et cetera, whatever. I hear those stories. And look, the painter, he gets paid to paint cars. So the more cars that he can turn around, get through, the more that the owner can get through his business, you know, it's just a machine, you know, in, out, as fast as we possibly can, make these cars look amazing. So, you know, we've had a tremendous success about with the hybrid and utilizing his other system all tied to this compound. Pace is the compound that we have. So
that it sounds like these steps were put together to be as basic and simple as possible.
Yes. Yep.
Are there in the effort of the technician to keep their cycle time down to get that car in and out, are there any user errors that come up inadvertently with maybe things that are already on the panel before they get started?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of take your question. I'm going to answer it a couple different ways. So yeah, so sometimes when people use the hybrid, either the hybrid method or just rotary, wow, we're not getting a cut that you were showing in that video. What's going on? So there's a couple of things that we find if we go back second time to a shop, say, for example, after we've got them going on the system. One is, are you running it at 1200 speed? So on a DeWalt, you need to be 1200 speed. And that's critical because it's a one-step compound. So if you're running it, well, I like running 1800 or 1600, that's fine. You're going to dull it out. Okay. It's kind of, I use an analogy of like a chainsaw. You could put a brand new chainsaw blade on a chainsaw and you could cut a tree and it cuts amazing because it's a brand new blade. You can cut another tree and it's amazing. Take that exact same chainsaw and throw it in the dirt, run it and throw it in the dirt and then try to cut a tree. You can't do it. It dulls it out that fast. So running it past 1200 is basically like dulling it out, like that chainsaw analogy I'm using. Same type deal. So running at 1200 speed, so there's a rotation speed, you need to be at 1200. And the second speed is your hand movement across, okay? And like in a video, I talk about 60% overlap. And if you notice, I'm actually holding the rotary on a side. I actually holding it like an orbital, okay? So what I like about this process is that I'm turning my rotary into an orbital, so to speak, because I'm holding the exact same way. I'm holding it flat. So with that, you want to move it slow across and then back, and you want to do your overlap. So that's kind of the one thing that the guys struggle with, you know, is that, you know, taking out that, you know, just another thing kind of tying into your question is, you know, since we are removing sand scratch and just with today's technology and really how cars are coming out from the factory, there's tons of orange peel that we're seeing on these cars. I've got a Jeep Grand Cherokee. There's a guy here that's got a BMW. When we look at these finishes, like, holy smokes, there's so much orange peel on these things. So, you know, way back when, you know, we didn't have 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000 sand paper. We didn't have those. We didn't have that technology. We had 800 and 1,000 and 1,200 was a big deal back, you know, back years ago, right? So with 800, 600, it cuts everything flat, straight flat, takes everybody orange peel out, right? And most guys use that when they do a reclear, okay, 600 and a reclear. Because I came from custom paint world, and that's what everybody did in the custom paint world to get the car flat, 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 was they had two coats of clear, whack it with 600, spray another coat of clear, car was flat, you could buff out a little bit of nibs, and man, all the orange peel was out. Now we've got to make sure we keep that orange peel. So 600, 800 is way too flat. 1,000 is way too flat. 1500, it starts rolling over those orange peel. But I've kind of found that with as soft as our clears are in that working time at the beginning in a body shop, you know, these, you know, day or two that we're playing around with this stuff, 2000 works absolutely amazing. Works great. Leaves that orange peel, but it takes out any kind of nib or dry spray, that kind of stuff that you have. And if you're using 2000, way speeds up your process of buffing those things out. So not only do I want to teach guys about, hey, here's some new tools, here's some compounds, here's some pads, go to 2000, you know, 2000. Some guys, hey, I like to go to 7000. Look, with a hybrid system, you can step at 3. I mean, really anything past 3, you're not going to get any more speed as far as in our cut. A lot of guys like to go up so they don't have to dig as much out with a rotary. We've got fantastic cut with our system. So 2000, 3000, stop right there. You're done. So, you know, I just like that 2000 to keep the orange peel, a couple of things. Keeps the orange peel, makes buffing on the backside a whole lot faster and just easier. So that kind of answered your question a little bit there, but
Yeah. No, that was exactly what I was asking.
Okay. Okay.
This really seems like a little known or a ace card to keep in the back pocket for any shop.
Absolutely.
You know, combining the best of both worlds, really. You got detail shop finished, but you get it fast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And definitely help the body shop. Of course, I know these products are available through Auto Body Source Jobbers. Mm-hmm. If there's a technical question, who can a shop or a technician reach out to, as you know, if they have any questions as they're trying this technique?
If anybody's going to be asking questions, it's a customer, so they can contact me directly. So awesome. they can contact me. My cell number is 330-696-2617. You can contact that anytime. I'm always answering, you know, I've probably been out to your shop. Or if not, I'm probably going to go. And if not, I probably should be there. Right. So give me a call. Jobbers, you guys, you know, give me a yell. Absolutely. But love to help, love to teach. And that's really what my role is becoming here at this company. I work for Malco Products and I sell Presta, and that's kind of actually why I have a Malco shirt on, is I'm really becoming the guy that's the technical guy for the company. And that's really the direction of future things. Still, you know, business development, still managing Presta and that type of thing, but really the guy that handles more of the technical stuff. 28 years in this industry, and it was the same thing when I was at the paint company. Here's a marketing guy, here's a business development guy, but wow, he knows how to paint. He knows how to do all this kind of stuff. So, it was a skill set. I did a whole lot of TV when I was with the paint company, and kind of what I'm going to start doing here again. You know, just wish I had a little bit better looking for these videos, but got to run what you brung, I guess. I don't know. So, anybody's wants to contact me, I'll be absolutely 100% willing and help you out with this. So
awesome. We are really, really been glad to chat with you today. We're looking forward to having you back a little bit later this month on October 27th.
Yeah.
You're going to be chatting on how to restore paint finishes on classic vehicles.
Yeah. So here's what's kind of cool about this. I race motorcycles, and so to keep the there's a saying that goes with racing. You know, if you want to make $1 million in racing, you better start with $3 million because it's really expensive, you know, I'm not a pro racer. I'm a pretty hardcore amateur racer. I run National Enduro. I run vintage motocross, all dirt bike stuff. And then, you know, now because I'm getting older and I'm running a lot of these adventure bikes. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with any of this kind of stuff, but that's kind of what I'm into. So, hey, look, in order to pay for all this stuff, because these bikes continue to get more expensive, I have been detailing cars on the side, which turned into paint correction, true paint correction. So it's not, I'm not interested in detailing anybody's car, but I'm interested in doing paint correction. So the next podcast that we're going to do is basically all these tools, all these compounds, all these pads. How do you fix a lacquer car? You know, how did you fix a lacquer car? How'd you fix that synthetic enamel? How'd you fix this car that had all these, you know, different problems and issues? So I'm going to be showing pictures. We're going to talk about specifically different paints, different coatings. Again, I've been in this industry, the paint industry, for a very, very long time. And you just learn how to repaint. So yeah, stay tuned. I'd love to get to share that information, you know, about how to turn a vehicle around. And yeah, so that's, I'll be sharing pictures. There's one I just did the other day, which is a major transformation. I'll show it. I did a 911. It had a 1982 lacquer paint job. It was completely faded out. The car was royal blue. And it was literally like a milky white blue-ish, some kind of color like that. And I brought this car 100% back and the guy freaked out. So the next podcast, we'll be talking about that, sharing pictures, that kind of stuff, about how we get there. And how do we get there safely? How do we read the paint? How do we know how much paint we have? How do we keep from burning through? All that kind of stuff. So that'll be the next podcast.
Nice. We are looking forward to it.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of The Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For three decades, The Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.